Hey guys, welcome to Get Butas, where we question everything with no filter.
Sin filtro.
Today's quote
is when.
Oh, I don't know what the quote is.
You know,
are you trying to do one?
Yeah, when you face difficult times. When you face difficult times, know that challenges are not sent to destroy you. They're sent to promote, increase, and strengthen you. I feel like that's a really optimistic way of looking at life.
I mean, it's not about looking at life. I mean, you should see all challenges as room for growth. You should always see that you have room for growth. Yes. And literally any obstacle you face, just...
I feel like a cool way to kind of, especially with, like, past things and past trauma and past difficulties, it's like, I survived that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I made it
through
that.
It's like, I literally made it through that. Like, think of how toxic, of how horrible, of how, like, abusive, like, these circumstances were. And I'm on the other side of it, or I'm still going through it, and
I'm persevering.
I haven't caved yet.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So it's literally just realize how strong and how capable and how
resilient
you truly are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, because that's the thing where it's like in life, you're literally going to face shit all the time. You know what I mean? You're literally always going to go through shit you don't like, always going to have to deal with situations you that are difficult. There's always going to be something. It's never going to be fucking easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you just think of it, it's like, when I go through that, or having gone through that, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing this can only make me stronger.
Yeah, it sucks and it's fucked up, but yeah.
It can only make you stronger.
If it helps you get through it.
Because you're going to survive it. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
Damn. It's like, yeah, unfortunately, it really can't kill me. Not physically, anyways.
Yeah, can unalive me.
But ready? I mean, yeah, I don't know if you want to go more into that, but
I think we should, because this is supposed to be a happy podcast, so let's just hop right into it.
Well, I mean, I don't think that this is a particularly, like, bad quote or sad quote.
I didn't say bad or sad, but we could go deep, but...
Now, today, we're going to do some really fucked up would you rather questions. Because today is our would you rather day.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so ready? I've written a few down.
Damn.
So.
You told me that they were really gross. So.
Yeah, some of them, I was like, what the fuck? Like, there's at least one that I'm really curious to see. Actually, most of these, I'm really curious to see what you're going to say, because I need to hear another person's school of thought, because I know where I would come from.
But let's see what another person thinks. Yeah.
Ready?
Let's see.
So, would you rather drink a pint of your enemy's pee while they watch?
Okay.
Or eat a bowl of your own poop while your exes are watching?
Okay, that awkward moment when you don't have exes or an enemy.
I mean, who's the person you hate most in the world?
Am I supposed to hate someone in the world?
I don't know. I feel like you could have somebody where, like, you don't like them. I mean, not necessarily hate. Like, what's your least favorite actor? What's an actor that you're like, I just don't get it? Not necessarily hate.
Did someone come to mind for you? Because I can't think of anyone.
I feel like I used to hate Adam Sandler for no reason. I don't know. I guess not.
Okay, well, would you rather drink a pint of pee or eat a bowl of pee?
I mean, I was about to say.
Drink a pint of pee.
Agreed, right? But
forgetting who's watching.
I was about to say, I don't give a shit who's watching or who's, like, anything. It's literally just the fact that I feel like I could down a pint
just
of pee
glug, 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 glug,
so
glug,
much
glug.
Quicker than, like,
versus the
eat
texture
a bowl
of poop.
It's, like, it's gonna last so much longer, and you have to, like,
and
chew it and swallow it, and it smells bad, versus pee. It's like, done! You know what I mean? It's just,
ew,
like, ripping a
Band-Aid
off. They
both be warm.
They would both be warm. I mean, you
but
could
yes,
freeze
I
them.
Would prefer... Why would you want to freeze it?
I don't know. You could, like, put it in the fridge. Like, we don't discriminate.
Oh, you mean chill. There's
yeah.
a difference between chilling something and
sorry,
freezing
yeah,
it.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. I don't mean, like, icicle it. Ready? Okay,
listen,
so agree.
That makes the pee-pee harder to get through.
Yeah, no,
you gotta
so...
You like, a lollipop.
Ew, no. Yeah, so drink a pint of your enemy's pee while they watch. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Ready? Would you rather, every time you poop, shards of glass come out and make you bleed, or every time you pee, you have to wipe with shards of glass?
Oh, you asked me this one already.
I did. So, just to give you a glimpse of what we were gonna...
Yeah, my stance with that is definitely wipe with shards of glass. and I just wouldn't wipe. I would just hop in the shower or get one of those fancy toilets that have the little...
Yeah, the little water squirter thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Because imagine pooping glass, you'd rip the whole booty hole.
Well, I mean, that's the thing where I agree with that since I heard your point of view, but if just going from where mine was, it's like...
Like, you have to wipe?
Like, if you have to wipe with shards of glass, I would prefer to shit shards of glass.
Then wipe, agreed.
Yeah.
But... Well, there's a loophole, so
I will
wipe, but I won't wipe.
Ready? Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead,
okay,
or have penises going up and down your back like a stegosaurus?
The fuck is a stegosaurus?
Like, just imagine the scale. Yeah. I have an answer.
Vagina, forehead.
Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or a penis going up and down your back?
Fuck, no. I changed my mind. I don't...
What? Well, express your schools of thought.
Okay. My school of thought is having a vagina on my forehead. It's like, it's my face. Everyone will just see it, you know? Like, the first time you see me, you're surprised, but then, like, it becomes normal. Versus having penises on my back. First off, ew. And second off, like, when I want to, like, you know, the shirts would fit all weird.
Yeah.
And, like, if I wanna... Like, then I would feel the need to hide myself. Versus if it's just on my forehead, no way around it. Maybe I could wear a hat, depending on how
it's... I was about to say, you could literally wear a bandana for the rest of your life. You can, like, do, like, you know, there's, like, those headbands. You can, like, try to...
Yeah, bangs, maybe.
También. You could deadass get bangs. Yeah. Like, to try to dissimular. Versus, I feel like, a bunch of penises on your back... It's like, I mean, I have a lot of, like, follow-up questions. It's like, are these...
Could you get them removed?
I mean, no. Why not? For the essence of, I mean, I'm sure, but...
It'd be expensive. But I would go with vagina on forehead.
Same.
I would do that.
Same, only because then I have, like, follow-up questions where it's like, do they all function? Or, like... Like, the thing is, because, again... Especially with my specific lifestyle, I could just get bangs, or I could just wear a bandana, or you know what I mean? Like, on my forehead.
Like, is it going long way, or is it going, like, up and down?
Like, yeah, the vagina on your forehead? I don't know. I imagine long ways. I imagined, like, my entire forehead was going to turn into the vagina.
Huh.
I don't know. But I feel like no matter what, I would go with vagina on forehead.
Yeah, I think that's even though, because
one, it's like, I only have to focus on that versus... Because it's not just one penis on your back.
It's, yeah, it's, like, multiple.
And it's, like, I mean, I don't know. It's, again, like, do they all function? Do they, like, because
yeah,
penises
the thing.
Are, like, ugly looking, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like...
Well, vaginas aren't great either,
I know, but, like, there's many of them.
And that's the thing. I feel like if it's on my forehead,
and,
like...
And my thing is, like...
I wouldn't be so insecure about
can
it, but...
I, like, there... And what if something happens and, like, can they move up and down?
That's
and
the
they
problem. Would, like... I don't have one, so, like, I don't understand the logistics behind one.
I mean, you could
one.
Tuck it... I mean, you could tuck them in, but
tuck
there's nowhere
them
to...
where?
Like, between your legs, but, like, on your back, there's nowhere to tuck.
Oh, you know? I was, like, tucking, like...
Yeah, cinco el mismo.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I would go vagina on the forehead.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Just for... I don't know.
Just because I know how those work.
Right. Exactly. I have one of my own, so, like, I'm already familiar.
Might as well have two. It's chill. Would that be the location of my one and only?
That's the thing. So, is that... Ew, would it?
No. No, that's not part of it. It's just having one there.
Yeah, you would just have an extra one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready? So then, would you rather get a huge paper cut over your eyelids or swallow 5 needles?
Oh, my God. Huge paper cut eyelid, so eye is fine. Lid hurt pain. 5 needles? What's a needle? Sewing needle?
I imagine like a screw needle. Like a... Like the needle?
That's a screw. That's not a needle.
Oh my God, what is a needle?
Sewing.
Oh my God.
Like un alfiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be paper cut.
Yeah,
I don't think
you'd
survive
paper cut over
swallowing
your
a needle.
I mean, I'm sure it would hurt for the moment that it was occurring, but then it would be over.
But there's the danger of death with the needles.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm interested in a painless death.
Am I guaranteed? Oh, my God.
Suffering is not
Because this is, like, a BuzzFeed, like, fucked up, would you rather? 76% of the people that have voted said swallow the needles, and 24% said paper cut.
I don't think they understand what a needle is. Would you survive swallowing a needle?
I mean, I'm sure if you were guaranteed... Can you break down metal?
Are stomach acids that intense?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you could digest it. No, I mean, you might not digest it, but you would... A metal needle? But you would dismiss it, if that makes sense.
Wouldn't it get lodged somewhere, potentially?
No, I mean, potentially, but I mean, if you were guaranteed survival, like, it wouldn't hurt your health, like, which one would you choose?
If I was guaranteed survival? Oh, the needle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Versus a paper cut over your eyelids?
Paper cut is the most disgusting thing ever. And then on your eye?
Lids.
I know. Oh, imagine your eyeball. Ugh. Yeah, lids. Yeah. It's the same thing as, like, scratching chalk. Yeah, on a chalkboard. Paper cuts. It makes... it gives me that feeling. Like, I wouldn't wish a paper cut on my worst enemy. But damn. If I'm guaranteed survival swallowing the needles, then I swallow the needles.
Oh, shit.
I just don't think survival could be guaranteed.
I think I would still go for eyelids, even if really? I would survive it. I feel damn. Like it would fucking hurt.
Who?
The needles.
They're so skinny, you won't even see it. You won't even feel it.
I guess so.
Put it in, like, in food and that mean, gulp. You maybe. Won't even notice. But I'd imagine it would stab something on the way down. Not my heart, but maybe my stomach, my esophagus.
Yeah, it could pierce you from the inside.
I got intestines, but if you're
guaranteed
you know?
that won't happen, then I guess. Ready? Would you rather eat an entire pie that someone spit in?
Okay.
Or eat powdered sugar mixed with dandruff shavings?
Spit. Easy.
Agreed.
I couldn't even sit through the powdered sugar. It's literally like, what would I enjoy more? Because dandruff shavings... Not that great. If you put the dandruff shavings in the pie, I think that would be the superior combo.
The thing is, just point blank, you would enjoy pie more than powdered sugar, so
I gotta eat powdered... Like, how much powdered sugar are we talking? Like, a spoon? Barely. Powdered sugar? If you told me real sugar, maybe, but powdered sugar? Bleh. This shit tastes like plastic.
Yeah, I actually hate powdered sugar.
Like, if I could get, like, a... I don't know, what's a good pie? I don't mind pecan pie, that's
Shepherd's
good.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, it could be that pie. Yeah. I was thinking sweet pie. It could be a meal
apple pie.
Pie.
It could, yeah.
They just spit. Anything. Do the mixy-mixy. You won't even fucking notice. More condiments.
Right? Yeah. I'll just add to the flavor. Ready? Oh my god. These are so nasty. Would you rather have to dive into a pool of snot once a day? Or always have to shower in your own pee?
Ah. Oh, I have to... Can I take a non-pee shower after?
Always have to shower in your own pee.
So every single time I go to get clean, it has to be my own pee?
Yeah.
There's no moment. Can I bathe in non-pee?
I don't know. I mean...
Like, I get it. Every single day you have to bathe in pee, but then can I take a second shower out of pee? Like, what are the parameters?
Always have to shower in your own pee. I mean, shower. You can go into the ocean. You could go into a lake. You can take a bath. I could bathe. Yeah. In normal water, I guess.
Because the thing is, I'm not fucking with snot. But I also would like to get clean at some point because pee is not clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I'm willing to shower and pee. That doesn't sound horrible.
Dive into a pool of snot? What the fuck
does yeah, that even I mean? Definitely won't be doing that.
Like, you couldn't... No, not that you could breathe in water,
honestly,
but
I don't even want to...
Imagine it. Oh,
ew. Fuck snot. No, not snot. The pee one, but I just want the guarantee that I can shower. Like, I will shower and pee every single day, but then can I take a regular bath after?
Sure.
Can I?
I'll give you permission.
Okay, then yes, that one.
Showering your
pee. As long as okay. I can clean off the pee, I'll soak in a bath of pee for, like, 30 minutes. Sure. Easy.
Ew. No.
Over snot?
You shower and pee. You don't soak in a bath of pee. I guess, anyways.
I'm just saying, like, I'm down for pee, but...
Because I'm like, pee's gonna get in... places, but I guess pee was in places anyways. Ready? Would you rather...
Don't open your mouth.
I wasn't planning on opening my mouth.
Don't inhale it.
I wasn't planning on up there. Okay, would you rather pee dry sand for the rest of your life or poo a hard big brick every year on your birthday? I have made my decision.
Sand?
Pee, I'd imagine sand.
I'd imagine that's the equivalent of passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, that would hurt.
And then
or poo a hard big brick every year on your birthday. I mean, just to put it out there, I would poo a hard big brick every year on my birthday. Done. First of all, it's once a year. You suffer through it. Second of all, I'm constipated anyways. That's what it's like every single time. So...
Okay, a brick, though.
I mean, it's not literally a brick, but, like, fucking...
Oh, it's the
poop equivalent of an actual brick.
So, not the texture, but, like... They're talking about the solidity, not the size.
Your anus would expand to the size of a brick, for sure. I mean, I'm also expecting that it's gonna go... out long ways, not like sideways, if that makes sense.
Okay, imagining that it's physically possible, then yeah, I would poo a hard big brick.
Once a year versus pass a kidney stone every single day for the rest of my life, at least once a day.
Yeah.
I would easily choose poo a hard big brick every year on your birthday. More like every once in a while, like sometimes I'd be having some hard shitting days anyway.
You don't get to compare that to a fucking brick.
I know, but I'm trying to like ease myself into it. It's okay. Ready? Would you rather, okay, I have a school of thought for this. I want to hear yours and then I'll explain mine. Okay. Would you rather cut your eyes out with a knife covered in bleach?
Okay.
Or pour acid on your teeth every night for a week? Where the fuck do people come up with this shit?
Okay, once more.
Cut your eyes out with a knife covered in bleach.
Okay, sanitation. Or
pour acid on your teeth every night for a week.
There's no way to pour acid on your teeth without it getting in your mouth.
Let's assume that it's just...
For just 1 week?
Yeah. Every day for a week. Your teeth are going to disappear regardless, but...
I won't be able to get my vision back, and they'll both be extremely painful. So, I won't have teeth by the end of it, but I think that I could get, like, some sort of dental procedure to have my teeth reinstalled. Agreed. Or dentures.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. The thing is, eventually the acid pouring will be gone, and I'll be able to afford some kind of teeth repair or something, versus vision. The vision, if I cut my eyes out, my eyes aren't going to grow back or something.
I can't imagine how painful that is. Like, just accidentally touching my teeth to ice cream is killer for me, so I can't imagine how painful acid would be.
Oh, yeah. Honey, it's going to burn.
That's not going to be funny. You got to do it for a week. But
acid slices through meat. Slices through meat?
Well, I'd like to think that you could, like, somehow not get it on the rest of your mouth.
No, I mean, agreed. Yeah. If there was some way to just pour it on your teeth and then put your teeth back in.
Like, I'm thinking, you know how, like, at the dentist, they put that pink stuff on? Like, ha.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Like, you put the acid, like, you just kind of bite down.
Yeah, but how much acid are we talking about has to be poured anyways?
You know, I don't know. I mean? I don't know.
But yeah, regardless, I would do
the more of the story, teeth. You'll lose your teeth. I'd lose my teeth before vision. Yeah.
Ready? This is the one where I'm like, what the fuck? Would you would you rather eat someone's ass right after they had diarrhea?
Okay.
Or eat your mom's used tampon? The silence. I don't have a decision, and I don't want to choose.
They could wash their ass, right? They could clean
it right quick. That's my thing. That's my thing. It's like, I mean, everyone has bad, like, shit days. I mean, did you wipe your ass, or, like, did you not wipe your ass and then, like, eat it? Like, fuck no. Wipe your shit. Shower.
I was about to say.
They would have to, like, clean themselves first, right?
Yeah, I'm
assuming the would you rather is literally like you have to eat it right after they had diarrhea.
It doesn't say that.
It says eat someone's ass right after they had diarrhea.
Right, but we're gonna clean your ass first and then yeah.
No, but like right after.
Right after you had diarrhea, you shower.
And wiped yourself. Right after.
And then here I come.
Right after you took a 3-week cleanse. Yeah.
It doesn't say they can't shower, so they will take a shower.
But it says right after.
It's going to be a minute. It's not going to be an in-depth shower. You just got to wipe good, and then we're out.
You're trying to, like, fight it, but this is what it's saying.
Honestly, I do ass.
Regardless. Even if there's shit involved.
It's the fact that they had to make it my mom's used tampon.
Like, what, would you eat yours instead?
I think it'd be better if it was some randos.
Oh my god.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it would only be better...
I stand by ass.
Ugh. Damn.
You?
Yeah. Ass. Shit.
It's a thing for some people, so.
But not when it's dirty like that. Oh, maybe, maybe. We don't know if we into it until we into it, so.
Yeah, I guess you got you learn something new every day. Shut it's up. Like, yeah, that's not for me. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Ready? Would you rather drink a full glass of expired chunky milk?
Okay.
Or eat an entire bowl of moldy strawberries?
For health reasons, milk. Okay. Moldy milk becomes cheese and yogurt and shit.
So, like, it's okay? It's
edible. It'll smell and it'll not taste great, but you just go, 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 versus, I think,
eating mold is very unhealthy. Yeah, again, the concept of, like, drinking something goes by a lot quicker than sitting down to eat something.
I've never tasted a moldy strawberry. Maybe it still tastes good.
I was about to say, they couldn't taste that bad, to be honest.
You could, like, chop it up and, like, mash it and turn that into a liquid. Mm-hmm. And, like, not even see the mold, but I think mold is very bad for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy either.
Even though blue cheese is moldy cheese. So is mold bad for you? I don't know.
It depends on the origin, and there's a lot of factors. Don't know. Just because blue cheese has mold does not mean that mold is okay to eat.
Right.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Would you rather wake up to find all your teeth have been replaced with pubic hairs, or have your pubic hairs be replaced with millions of teeth? Oh my god. Hands down, I know my answer. What?
For purposes of rape?
For rape purpose? No, not even rape. Just point blank. I have been dying for my vagina to have, like, a mouth. Like, teeth. That would be amazing.
Do you have the ability to bite down?
I don't know. I'll work on that muscle. Once the teeth are there, I will train my vagina accordingly. Oh my god, yeah, no. Happily, I will have my pubic hairs be pubic. Replaced with millions of pubic. Teeth.
Not public. I think I agree.
Oh my gosh, yeah. As fuck. Pubic hair for... Well, okay. But now there's also armpits. I didn't think of that.
You know what? Are armpits pubic regions?
Yeah. That's pubic hair. Your armpits have pubic hair.
Can you extract the teeth? Will they grow back in, like, hairs
too? Can I shave my teeth? Like, I shave my hairs? I mean, I would just be on top of my shit. Do they become baby teeth, then shed, and then become big teeth? If I leave them in too long? Like, what are the parameters of growth?
Yeah.
I need to speak further to the representative, but I'm still going for teeth for pubic hair. I mean, pubic hair for teeth, pardon.
Agreed.
Like, yeah, no, easily. Wow. Ooh, that got me excited. Ready? Would you rather drink a glass of cat pee before a first date or eat a sandwich made from gooey boogers right before your wedding?
I'm sorry, boogers don't do it for me. I'll drink cat pee.
I was about to say, and the thing is, whose boogers are we talking about? Like, drink a glass of cat pee before a first date. First of all, who the fuck gives a, you could just not see that person ever. And if they love you, they'll love you for your cat pee drinking habits.
Like, and it's just the one day, the one time.
Versus for your wedding? Gooey, the fact
I
that they
said
gooey
boogers. I assume that they think that pee is more gross than boogers.
Is it?
Not for me.
Me neither. Boogers, especially if I don't know who these boogers belong to. Like, I'm even grossed out of my boogers, much less, like, the thing is, have I collected these boogers for the past few years to put into this ooey-gooey sandwich? Or, like, is it just today, it's like, here's boogers.
Yeah, like, ew, no.
Whose are these?
Yuck, pee. Like, pee, easy.
Can I have a resume of, like, what do these people even look like? I don't know.
Can you do a background check or something?
Would you rather lick the entirety of someone's lice-infested head for a full hour, drink a glass of warm pee and frozen mayonnaise ice cubes?
Okay, why does everyone think pee is so bad? Pee.
I was about to say, it's so much, it goes by so much quicker. Like, it's not because I appreciate, like, I enjoy the pee, but the fact is, drinking something... Like, drinking a glass of warm pee with frozen mayonnaise ice cubes is gonna go by in, like, a minute. Worst case scenario, you know what I mean? Yeah. Versus being forced to lick someone's head for... The thing is, even if there wasn't lice, I'm not gonna lick someone's head for an hour.
Right?
Like, what? And, well, mm-hmm. actually, like, the entirety of someone's... Oh, see, it says the entirety. If I'm like, how much of this person's head are we talking about? Like, only the bottom or something? Like, who's...
No, all of
it. Where's quality control? Like, who's there saying it's like, you missed that inch of the forehead? It's like, I'll be behind the lice wherever they at. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just see the lice. As if you
could see them.
You can sometimes see them.
Can you?
I don't know.
I haven't dealt with lice.
Right? It's been a while. Would you rather...
Okay.
Eat 10 pounds... Oh my gosh.
What More is... pee again? What is it?
No. This one we've actually talked about. Would you rather eat 10 pounds of poop that tastes like chocolate?
10 pounds?
Or 20 pounds of chocolate that tastes like poop? Why 20 pounds? Why did they change it from 10 to 20? Eat 10 pounds
because
of poop...
Because it's chocolate that tastes bad. It's more chocolate that tastes bad versus... less amount of actual poop that tastes good.
I would rather... I mean, I literally... would
do yucky chocolate.
Yeah, I would do... Eat 20 pounds of chocolate that tastes like poop, hands down, always. Because yeah. It's chocolate. The thing is, there's a reason why your body expelled this. And the thing is, what kind of poop are we talking about? Because sometimes my diarrhea be nasty, sometimes it be chunky, sometimes it be thick, sometimes it be watery. Like, what's the quality control on this?
I'd like to think we're talking, like, an average...
Like the classic, like, poop emoji thing, like, that consistency. That's pretty pasty. That's pretty pasty, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like there are thicker poops.
I don't want to talk about poop.
The poop consistency. There's quite the scale. Easily eat 20 pounds of chocolate that tastes like poop. Because it's chocolate. It's not poop.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. Okay, ready?
20 pounds is a lot.
Would you rather... watch your parents have sex once a day for the rest of your life?
Oh my God.
Or you shouldn't.
No, what is it?
Or join in once to make it stop. It is not B. Join in once? What, like, so it's like, ooh, let's get hot and fucking, like, then my parents are like, no. It's like, okay. Like, I mean, I'll pasar la pena of, like, ooh, let me get hot and funky with you guys. It's like, oh, and my parents are like, no, child. Like, I mean, not, like,
no,
actually.
No. The fact that you're even watching, I think it's that you have to join.
Like, actually, like, participate?
It becomes a threesome. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, but, like, how...
The answer is you're watching them for the rest of your life.
Damn. Yeah, because I was about to say, am I going to be like, you know, that like one third wheel person where it's like, they're kind of like really focused on each other and like, I'm just like rubbing their backs. I'm like, I don't mind to have it stop. I'll do that the first time, even though I don't want to watch that shit. I guess I have to watch it regardless. Yeah. No. So the thing is, what are the parameters? Because I can join in once, but I'll be that one, like, you know, person, like, since they don't, neither of them like me too much.
Yeah, what
like,
does join in mean?
Yeah. Like, what is technically join in? Because the thing is, because I was like, ew, like, I don't want to watch it. Because I'd be like, I'll be that third wheel person, you know, rubbing their backs. But it's like, fuck, I'm going to be, like, all up in it watching. But anyways, I have to watch my parents have sex once a day for the rest of my life. The thing is... okay, then they're already, the parameters there, it's like, do my parents have to live with me then? Do I have to fly to see them? It's like, I imagine I was going to eventually move out. So it's like, what is happening that I am seeing them in bed? And it's like, well, what if my parents...
Is it through a screen then?
Oh, if it's through a screen, like, I mean, I don't want to join in. But like, again, what are the parameters
I think I'll be
in?
The back rubber. Yeah, rubber is good.
I'll join in, be the back rubber. It's like, they... I was about to say
they didn't say you had to actively participate.
Not really. Like, I mean, if they want, like, I'll stick my foot in there somewhere, like, you know, close my eyes. It's like, I don't know if anybody has a foot fetish. Like, okay, I'm done. Here you go, the foot. I'll rub their backs. Oh, you're doing so good.
Yeah, let's move on from this one. These are weird.
So I think, oh my God, what did people say? Oh my God. 65% of people said watch parents have sex once a day forever, and 35% of people said join my parents one time to make
Damn,
it stop.
We're in the minority. Once again, it doesn't say you have to actively...
Yeah, the thing is, the fact that they haven't, they didn't specify too much, which means, like...
That's their fault, not mine.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a wall as hard as you can... or jump into a pool of lemon juice while your body is covered in paper cuts. Jump into a pool of lemon juice while my body is covered in paper cuts. Done. Yeah, 100%. The thing is, because that way, I don't know why, the me inflicting, like, I feel like, kick the wall as hard as I can, it's like, that would just hurt point blank. Versus, I feel like, let me, ooh, my body's covered in paper, oh, that's gonna hurt.
But you jump in and then you swim right out.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know why, it's easily
jump into. It's unbelievably painful, though. Oh my god. The way lemon feels on cuts.
I know. Like, in even eyes and, like, ooh, nose and, like, oh, my God.
Ugh. It doesn't say you can't wear goggles and, like, a snorkel.
You can protect your face. It technically doesn't even say... I can wear, like, an astronaut suit or some shit. Like, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything about clothes. That's jump the thing. Jump in lemon juice while my body is covered in cuts. Okay, well, I'll put Band-Aids
everywhere. I was going to say, you also understand that you need Band-Aids. To get covered in paper cuts, right? Versus you just...
Well, that's assuming that it's like they're just, oh my god, no, but kick a wall with a toothpick under my toenail? Fuck you! No! Oh my god, lemon.
But you need to be paper
cut. I don't care. I still choose the lemon. What is your decision?
I have to get all paper cutted. Yeah, lemon. I couldn't inflict.
I was about to say, it's the fact that, just point blank, if I had to kick my foot against a wall. Yeah. Like, that would, you know, with, the thing is, with, oh, no. No. Okay. And finally, would you rather spew vomit on your crush every day for 3 months?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Or be sprayed with human poop every night for 1 week.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, spew vomit on my crush every day for 3 months.
He wasn't even that cute.
I was about to say, like, I mean, he's just a crush. It's not like it's a boyfriend or husband or some shit. Like, just a crush. You'll find a new crush. It's okay. Tennis. Yeah, that wasn't even that shocking. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I'm so fucking dead. No, I mean, that's it.
Damn.
I'm literally
those weren't as horrible as I thought they'd be. Like, I've come to a consensus with
them. Yeah, I mean, I guess we technically came to an agreement. We actually came to something for all of them.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking gross, though.
I fucking can't
deal. And I feel like maybe I don't understand how disgusting pee is, but pee is my go-to for all of them.
Yeah, it's not because we don't understand how disgusting
pee is. Pee over everything.
But no, it's the fact that if... The thing is, it's the fact that it's quicker to consume.
Yeah, who...
Like, if not, you have to sit down and because eat the
for one of them, it was a booger sandwich. Like, it still has, like, ham, cheese and stuff, and then also boogers.
It said a gooey booger sandwich.
I hate that word, gooey.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining nasty-ass boogers. No. Blech. Yeah, no, pee.
Yeah, no, easily.
Any animal pee, I don't care, but pee.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, so, this has been our
disgusting...
This is the disgusting would you rather. Well, so that happened.
It did.
But again, I'm very surprised that we came to a decision every time.
Yeah, we really did. We did it.
And did we agree every single time?
I think so. High five.
High five, yeah. Shit. Okay, so yeah, guys, thanks so much for listening, and...
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye!
Bye!